The new 8th Congressional District in Brooklyn stretches from Fort Greene to Coney Island in a big backwards letter C. After the incumbent abruptly resigned this spring, a controversial city council member has been gaining traction. WNYC's Colby Hamilton explains why the race is now all about Charles Barron.
For a decade, Charles Barron has been an outspoken member of the New York City Council. He's a believer in socialism, a former Black Panther, and he speaks bluntly, in terms that can be unsettling, like at this 2006 rally protesting the NYPD.
And you better not come to my house with no no-knock warrant, because I have something for you.
Yes!
We are sick and tired.
In 2006, Barron challenged the incumbent congressman, Ed Towns. And Towns had nothing nice to say about Barron. He called him, among other things, a bomb thrower. But that was before. In April, Ed Towns said he wouldn't run for re-election. Earlier this month, Towns said he would support Barron.
We need to have someone that's going to be involved in a direct fashion. None of this wishy-washy stuff.
That's right.
Talking one thing in this neighborhood, another thing in that neighborhood.
That's right.
We need to have somebody is going to look at the facts, tell it like it is, because that's the way it is.
That's right.
Barron's opponent in the primary is Assemblymember Hakeem Jeffries. It isn't so much that the two are cut from different cloths. They're entirely different types of fabric altogether.
And I mentioned during my opening that Congress was a serious job. I've been a serious legislator on behalf of the people of this borough, this city, and this state.
Jeffries has drawn comparisons to politicians like Barack Obama and Newark Mayor Cory Booker. In Albany, he authored legislation that limited parts of the contentious stop and frisk policy. It passed.
It's important for people to understand that I plan on being a congressman to represent everyone's interests, to represent every single community and every single neighborhood that is in the 8th Congressional District.
For a while, the political establishment thought that argument would prevail, but the town's endorsement was a wake-up call. Jewish leaders had been alarmed by Barron's comments on Israel, like the one where he likened Gaza to a, quote, death camp. A group including Congressman Gerald Nadler and former Mayor Ed Koch called the press to the plaza in front of the Jewish Holocaust Memorial Museum in Battery Park.
Now, I know Charles. And what is so interesting about him is that he can be very charming. And so can a snake.
But Barron is a political combatant.
We need a fighter. We need a fighter. We need to go to Washington, where the national budget is $3.8 trillion, where they had $800 billion to bail out some crooks on Wall Street, but they don't have money for us in our neighborhoods.
Barron doesn't have the money that Jeffries does, or the host of endorsements from unions and elected officials. But in 2006, Barron received nearly 40% of the vote in a primary race against Towns.
But it's still a Black and Latino district. With the same issues, with a leader who has a record of accomplishments, and who is more known now than I was then.
Both candidates will spend the next 6 days trying to become even better known. For WNYC, I'm Colby Hamilton.